Picture a vast plain crossed by these two rivers, a land of heat and swamp and sudden floods. Here and there tall hills rise out of the plain, but if you dig into them, you find they aren't hills at all. First you come across a lot of bricks and rubble, and when you dig deeper you meet stout high walls. For these hills are really ruined towns and great cities laid out with long straight streets, tall houses, palaces and temples. But unlike Egypt's stone temples and pyramids, they were built with sun-baked bricks which cracked and crumbled over time, and eventually collapsed into great mounds of rubble. One such mound, standing in the desert, is all that remains of Babylon, once the greatest city on earth, a city swarming with people who came there from every part of the world to trade their wares. Upstream, at the foot of the mountains, sits another. This was Nineveh, the second greatest city in the land. Babylon was the capital of the Babylonians. That's easy enough to remember. Nineveh was that of the Assyrians,